next on the 5 o'clock report.
She was a trailblazer.
It's not passing the smell test.
The damage is widespread.
I hope people take action.
The Ukrainians are fighting for something.
Easter really is the linchpin of the whole story.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Winds of change on the way. Good afternoon. Talk about your March madness after some thundery downpours tonight in spots and a brief warm-up tomorrow. Things will be going in a noticeably different direction for your weekend. Word to the wise, bundle up by Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures will be more than 20 degrees below normal around here with snow near the Great Lakes. A wind advisory in effect tonight. Those winds could whip to 55 miles per hour at times. She was known for her brooches and for breaking barriers. America's first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, died today at the age of 84.
In a 2010 CBS interview, Secretary Albright spoke about her mission.
What I believe is that there is a natural reason for people to get along if they think about the future and don't get completely stuck with the fights of the past.
Madeleine Albright was surrounded by family and friends as she died of cancer.
Correspondent Linda Kenyon. Albright served as America's top diplomat under former President Bill Clinton. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
She was a trailblazer as the first female Secretary of State and quite literally opened doors.
Albright immigrated to this country from the Czech Republic in 1948. In 2012, she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Today marked 28 days of fighting in Eastern Europe and the Russian resolve to obliterate. The port city of Mariupol continues. Putin's army is blocking humanitarian aid from reaching the 100,000 residents who are trapped there. Fox News correspondent Mike Tobin.
The civilian casualties are so extensive, they're impossible to total at this point.
Still, says former Army General Keith Kellogg, Ukraine is winning.
Clearly, the Ukrainians are fighting for something, and the Russians are probably questioning right now what they're fighting for.
President Biden landed in Europe just moments ago and will attend a NATO summit tomorrow. He also will visit Poland. Before departing for Europe, he was asked about Putin's resorting to chemical weapons.
I think it's a real threat.
I think it's a real threat, says the president. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says of that threat,
it's dangerous, and it's not the way a responsible nuclear power should act.
Ukrainian ground forces, meantime, taking back some of the real estate that the Russians took from them in the suburbs of Kyiv as well as southern Ukraine. NATO said today up to 15,000 Russian troops have been killed since the war began. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson faced another round of tough questions today. At her Senate confirmation hearing, legal scholar Jonathan Turley.
I thought she did well overall. She was authentic. I think she was highly articulate in describing the role of attorneys. That's really in her wheelhouse.
Still, says South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
So this idea she's a neutral observer of the law, not an activist, is not passing the smell test.
The judge said today that illegal immigrants should not be allowed to vote, and she defended her role in representing prisoners at Guantanamo Bay.
Public defenders don't choose their clients, and yet they have to provide vigorous advocacy. That's the duty of a lawyer.
The 51-year-old Jackson expected to win confirmation as America's first black Supreme Court justice around Easter. A new Reuters poll out today gives President Biden just a 40% approval rating. That is a new all-time low. Voters listed as their top concerns the economy and the war in Ukraine. Now to New Orleans, where at least two people were killed last night after a massive tornado touched down near the Big Easy.
Man, that's crazy. I just really was this close to death. I was just driving in the tornado, just now. Thank the Lord, none of us was hurt. I'm here to talk about it.
Entire neighborhoods around New Orleans completely leveled. Dave Begnell continues our coverage.
The damage in St. Bernard Parish is widespread. Power lines are down everywhere. Streets are littered with debris that is actually pieces of people's homes.
Some of the areas that were hit are the same areas that got clobbered by Hurricane Katrina. 17 years ago. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, a midweek edition, why inflation is unfair, debate, demands, and hospital makeover. But first, Kevin.
Here is your family life weather forecast. For tonight, cloudy and at times breezy with showers and a rumble of thunder. Temperatures steady or slowly rising for many. We'll spend much of the overnight in the 40s. A milder day tomorrow, variably cloudy, breaks of sun, couple of showers, and high temperatures near 60. Friday, cloudy, chillier, spotty light rain and drizzle. High temperatures Friday in the 40s and lower 50s.
All right, thank you, Mr. Williams. At the Weather Center, New York Governor Kathy Hochul pushing to get more women to join the state police. Here's reporter Scott Pringle.
Governor Hochul says her administration has signed a pledge to have 30% of the state police unit made up of women by year 2030.
Because we're going to do intentional recruiting, go out there and talk about the culture of the state police and let you be the models for the rest of the state.
The governor mentioned this while speaking to the graduating state police class. Scott Pringle, New York.
Four of the leading Pennsylvania Republican gubernatorial candidates have outlined their demands for debates.
Lou Barletta, Jay Corman, David White, and Bill McSwain signed a letter to the Pennsylvania Press laying out conditions for them to participate in a primary election debate this year. All four agreed they would only debate if the moderator is a registered Pennsylvania Republican, has not endorsed anyone in the race, and has not spoken out against any of the candidates, nor has worked for a group that has maligned one of the debaters. The letter also demands candidates get a minimum of 30 seconds to answer all questions. Seven gubernatorial candidates will appear on stage tomorrow night at Kern University for a forum sponsored by the Pennsylvania Family Institute. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thank you, Tracy. Whomever emerges from the Republican Party in that May 17th primary will likely face Pennsylvania's Attorney General Josh Shapiro in the general election. Shapiro supports rebate checks for every car owner in the Commonwealth in order to ease the squeeze at the gas pump.
I'm going to give you $250 immediately to offset the higher gas prices. If you own two cars, I'll give you $500.
But Democrat Mike Carroll, who chairs the House Transportation Committee, says that's a bad idea.
It's never easy to take the position where you're going to be the anti-Santa Claus. But the reality is that we have to govern the state.
Carroll says the Commonwealth can ill afford the rebate checks because of the state that roads and bridges are in right now in Pennsylvania. With a humanitarian crisis continuing in Eastern Europe, local officials say they expect to see refugees in our neck of the woods in the not-too-distant future.
At the beginning of this conflict, I was hopeful that it could be resolved through diplomatic relations and that people would be able to return home. But the images that we're all seeing on the news appears that entire cities are devastated.
That's Jennifer Rizzo-Choi with the International Institute of Buffalo.
More and more people are moving out. I mean, they're at over 3 million today. That's a lot of people that are going to need to, you know, get safety, stability. I'm anticipating that the U.S. might step up and get involved and take in some refugees, which probably would mean that Buffalo would also host some.
Buffalo's already hosting hundreds of refugees from Afghanistan when the Taliban took control of that country. Ghost guns are on the rise in Elmira, New York. The police chief, Anthony Alvarez.
I believe that there might be a local manufacturer or at least somebody distributing them close by in Pennsylvania. And we're working that angle now.
Ghost guns are bought online and assembled at home. They don't have serial numbers, and the chief says that makes them untraceable. They're also illegal in New York.
The technology kind of decreases in cost. More people are becoming familiar with 3D printers and their capabilities, and they're starting to dabble with this.
Chief Alvarez says the increased popularity of ghost guns is why gun violence is such a problem right now in Elmira. Strong Memorial Hospital in Rochester is embarking on its largest expansion effort in decades. Hospital Administrator Kathy Perinello.
I think the pandemic really highlighted why this is necessary.
The $640 million project will add nearly 650,000 square feet of space to the existing building.
We'll be able to move patients out of the ED quicker and take care of incoming patients.
Perinello says the building renovation project will alleviate bed shortages and emergency department overcrowding. It'll take about 5 years to complete. Personal finance coach Dave Ramsey says inflation is not fair because it picks on the poor disproportionately more than anybody else.
This whole storyline is much more tough on somebody making $30,000 a year than somebody making $130,000 a year.
Gasoline right now averaging $4.23 a gallon nationwide. Food costs up 8% from last year. A teenager from Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, leading an effort to feed the hungry where she lives.
Seeing the smiles on people's faces I'm helping really solidifies my mission of helping others.
When she's not in class at Blue Mountain High in Schuylkill Haven, senior Hannah Burke is busy growing and collecting food for her neighbors.
12% of the overall population in Schuylkill County is food insecure, and 22% of children in Schuylkill County are food insecure.
And that is not acceptable for Burke, which is why she started a garden and a greenhouse. She's growing food to feed her neighbors.
I hope people take action and like volunteer at their local food bank or start community gardens or change ordinances to have community gardens in their community.
Burke is planning an event this Saturday to raise awareness about food insecurity there in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania. A rehabilitation project will close a famed section of the Gettysburg Civil War battlefield in Gettysburg, PA. The National Park Service is shutting down the spot where the Battle of Little Round Top happened. The closure will allow staff to do necessary work to preserve that site. Similar restoration projects underway at Devil's Den, another famed landmark at the battlefield. Those sites expected to be off limits for at least 6 months there in Gettysburg. Your nightly market report next. It's brought to you by Ambassador Advisors, Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks were down today, taking a big turn from yesterday where we saw some gains. Investors are continuing to digest Federal Chairman Jerome Powell's statements for Monday, where he hinted at the possibility of more aggressive rate hikes at future meetings if necessary. Oil climbing today up almost 5% and closing at just under $115 a barrel. The Dow was down 448 points, the NASDAQ shed 186, and the S&P 500 lost 55. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm, helping faithful stewards do more online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. This is the 5 o'clock report right here on Family Life.
Here are things to think about when planning for retirement. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Money Wise Minute. Financial writer Christine Benz at Morningstar.com recently wrote about various things you can do apart from your investing to help you have enough to live on in retirement. I'll mention two of them. First, consider delaying retirement. This provides extra time for your investments and your eventual Social Security benefits to grow. Next, do what you can to reduce expenses. Remember, there are two main factors in making ends meet: income and spending. With lower spending, you won't need as much income. That'll make your nest egg last longer. The point is that planning for retirement is about more than investing. It involves thinking strategically about your later years. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the MoneyWise community. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance in your app store or visit MoneyWise.org.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock report, a conversation about Easter. But first this.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Umbrellas up tonight. Got some rain showers coming on through, and be alert for a downpour and a rumble of thunder with a couple of isolated cells embedded in the overall shower regime. By tomorrow, the showers fade. The temperatures briefly rise past 60 in spots before much colder air arrives heading into the weekend. Some of us have some snow in the air come Saturday night and Sunday. For tonight, cloudy and at times breezy with showers and a rumble of thunder. Temperatures steady or slowly rising for many. We'll spend much of the overnight in the 40s. A milder day tomorrow, variably cloudy, breaks of sun, couple of showers, and high temperatures near 60. Friday, cloudy, chillier, spotty light rain and drizzle. High temperatures Friday in the 40s and lower 50s.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. Finally, 5 with Easter on the way. Family Life's Martha Menikas Foster sat down today with author Scott James to talk about his latest family devotional, The Risen One.
Scott, what need do you feel you're meeting with your weeks of family devotionals in The Risen One?
There seems to be, I don't know about like a blind spot maybe is the right word, but Easter seems to have somehow taken a back seat to the celebration and the preparation aspect. Mm-hmm. Christmas kind of steals the spotlight. Christmas points to Easter. Like without Easter, Christmas, you know, loses its glimmer. I don't want Easter to be a compartmentalized one-off story about a weekend long ago. I want it to, in my children's heart, start to be seen as the pivotal moment in the history of salvation spanning generations.
Scott, why do you believe that working through a family devotional focused on Easter can have an impact on a family, not just during the time that we're reading it together, but throughout the year?
Easter really is the linchpin of the whole story. I mean, Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 that without the death, burial, and most importantly, the resurrection of Christ, then all of this is for naught. Mm-hmm. We as Christians, this is what we put our faith in, is the risen Lord. I'm hoping that those sort of pivotal truths of the resurrection and then the empowered life that we live in light of the resurrection is something, obviously, that's not just for March and April. That's for 365 days of the year.
Powerful stuff there from author Scott James speaking to our own Martha Menikes Foster. You can listen to their entire conversation on the Risen One at familylife.org. Just look for the news tab on the podcast page. And that's our world for a Wednesday, the 23rd of March. I'm Bob Price, Family Life News.